But we can start things off talking about what? Talking about Major League Baseball. And the Yankees and Houston Astros squared off in game number one of their series. And once again, the Yankees can only score two runs. Houston scored four. They lead the series one game to none. And Houston scored their runs, three individual home runs. Meanwhile, in the National League Series, Philadelphia was defeated by San Diego 8-5. That series now stands at one game apiece. All right? One game apiece. And Justin Verlander, by the way, had 11 strikeouts in that game. So there you go. Now, the postseason will continue with games between each club. Today, the Yankees take on Houston at Houston at 7:37. All right. So that's the Major League Baseball game today. Now, let's switch over to the NFL for a second, simply because it's Thursday night, and that means that Prime has the game on their streaming service. And it looks like it has a potential to be another stinker. The Saints versus the Cardinals. But you never know. That's why they play the game. But potentially, it has the potential to be the third stinker game in a row on Thursday Night Football on Prime. All right, with that being said, let's head over to the NBA. Because we've got all the seasons going now. See if any of our local teams suited up last night to play. The Nets lost to the Pelicans, 130-108. 130-108. I don't see the Knicks on here at all, or the Celtics. So that's the only local team that saw action in the NBA. We'll switch over to the National Hockey League, and once again, no local teams saw action yesterday. Coming up today in the National Hockey League, the Rangers will take on the Sharks. The Bruins will take on the Ducks. The Devils and Islanders get together and tangle this evening in the National Hockey League. So that's where we stand in the National Hockey League, the NBA, football, and Major League Baseball. But there are some other stories to talk about in sports. How about this Alabama fan? He was fired. Why was an Alabama Crimson Tide fan fired from his job? Because he tweeted he was glad a receiver struck the female Tennessee fan. The fan was struck storming the field after the Vols win. Now, the company, Kale Incorporated, a building product supply company in Memphis, Tennessee, apparently fired an employee for condoning an Alabama receiver striking a female Tennessee fan on the field Saturday after Tennessee's 52-49 win over Alabama. Quote, "I'm glad he did it," the employee said, end quote. This was on Twitter. He was talking about the fan being on the field. Quote, "Should have knocked her head off. Not supposed to be on the field anyway," end quote. Now, Kale Solutions, the Twitter handle of Kale Incorporated, responsible and responded by Wednesday afternoon saying, quote, Oh, but it's not Keeley. It's Keeley, not Kale. Keeley does not stand for tolerant or offensive, hateful comments towards any group or individual. We take the issue very seriously, and as a result, Keeley and this employee have parted ways. That was their statement. Now, a person identified as an employee tweeted a comment in response to that, saying that the following: if a girl rushes the field to celebrate a team winning a big game, then a football player can hit her if he wants to. What? This is your actual argument that you put your name behind on social media? Some of y'all have mush for brains. I mean, you can't hit anybody on the field. It's up to security. Security to do stuff like that. Not hit, arrest. But when you've got 50,000 people storming the field, what are you going to do? And I know a player's been involved in the game and they lost and they didn't want to lose and they lost their temper. But just like what happened in the pros last weekend, when they, coming off the field, they pushed a photographer. And he got charged. You can't do that. You can't do that. You just can't do that. It's okay to hit somebody after they rush the field. Give me a break. Honest to gosh. Oh, well, sports brings out the best of us sometimes and also brings out the worst of us sometimes. How about this? You all follow your local football team, right? And you know at halftime, different organizations for football, they have 50-50 raffles. And when the raffle is held, they sell a ticket. 50% of the proceeds go with the sponsoring organization, and 50% goes to the fan who wins it. The Washington Commanders awarded a season ticket holder over $14,000 for winning the 50-50 raffle during their game against the Jacksonville Jaguars on September 12th. Sounds good, right? The only problem with it? The check bounced. The fan told a Washington radio station that when he went to deposit the check into his account from Washington Football Team Charitable Foundation, the check never cleared. He sent the station pictures of the check as proof. The Commanders told the Washington Post that the team has since direct deposited the money into the person's account. I once worked years and 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 years ago at a radio station. And I worked midnights. And what happened when payday was on twice a month and always on a Thursday. So when people got their paychecks during the day, it would be a mad dash to the bank. Who could get their checks cleared first before the checks would start bouncing. And, of course, as a midnight person, they would leave the checks out. You know, for me, the night before leaving on a Wednesday night, they'd assemble the checks out. So I was always lucky. The first thing I did in the morning was take my check in. But it was funny. It was a wild scramble. Who could get to the bank earliest to cash their checks? Well, anyways, that's the Washington Commanders. 50-50 raffle check bounced. Unbelievable. That is our check on sports this morning.